bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 13. Can you tell me what to do in Spanish? JP, what's going on, man?
Nothing, Fernando. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks.
All right. As always, another new lesson from the new SpanishPod101.com, where we are studying Spanish in a fun and educational format. Whether you're brushing up on the Spanish that you started learning long ago, or you're starting with us today, we're glad to have you here with us for this lesson. Fernando, what are we going to talk about today?
In this lesson, you will learn about making requests using the present tense. This conversation takes place in a restaurant. The conversation is between a waiter and a customer, and the speakers will be using the formal register.
Let's have a listen.
Joven, sí, dígame. ¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor?
¿Cómo no?
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Joven.
Sí, dígame.
¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor?
¿Cómo no?
One more time with a translation.
Joven.
Young man.
Sí, dígame.
Yes, what can I do for you?
¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor?
Will you bring me the check, please?
¿Cómo no?
Of course.
We're back, and it sounds like we're in a restaurant.
Definitely, because the customer is asking for the waiter.
So how does he call the waiter over?
Joven.
Joven. Joven, this word usually means young.
Yes, it means young, but it also addresses someone who is young, so a young person.
And it's usually a dude, so young man.
Young man, joven.
And the waiter responds, coming over and saying, yes, can I help you?
Sí, dígame.
Sí, dígame. Now, that's a terrible translation, what I just gave. It means, can I help you? That's what we'd say in the US.
Yes.
The translation is something like, tell me.
Yes, please tell me, sir. Because dígame is in the third person, singular.
And that's how he stays polite. He uses the formal register. Sí, dígame.
Exactly.
You'll hear that from waiters. You'll hear that from shopkeepers. You'll hear that at the butcher shop when it's your turn. Dígame. And it's a very polite way to say, I'm paying attention to you. I'm helping you now.
It's a very polite and formal way to address someone.
What does the customer want?
He wants the check. ¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor?
¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor? Okay, let's break this down. The easy part, of course, is the word for please.
Por favor.
Por favor means please. The word for the check or the bill?
La cuenta.
La cuenta. This is a very important restaurant word. When you're eating in a restaurant where they speak Spanish, you're going to ask for la cuenta.
La cuenta, right? Yes.
Okay. How does he ask for the waiter to bring the cuenta?
Me trae.
Me trae. This is the verb traer, which means to bring. And we're going to talk about the grammar of me trae later on. Let's put it together for now. Will you bring me the check, please?
¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor?
And the waiter says, of course.
¿Cómo no?
¿Cómo no? Sweet. Fernando, let's take a closer look at some of these vocab words.
El joven.
Young man.
El joven. El joven. Dígame.
How can I help you? Tell me.
Dígame. Dígame. Traer.
To bring.
Traer. Traer. La cuenta.
Check. Bill at a restaurant. Calculation. Sum. Account.
La cuenta. La cuenta. ¿Cómo no?
Of course.
¿Cómo no? ¿Cómo no?
We're back. Let's talk about some of these words in further depth.
Let's start with joven.
Joven, we said, means young as an adjective.
Correct.
And also in our dialogue, the customer uses the word joven to call over the waiter. Now, I've been called joven a lot, too, when I've been a customer.
I have no idea why.
Because I'm old? Is that why?
No, I didn't mean that. No, of course not.
Yeah, sometimes when I would buy something, make a transaction, they'd tell me, gracias, joven, or something like that.
Yes, I get that as well. Even my father, who is anything but joven, he can get that at times.
So young man.
Young man. But it's more just a polite way to address someone.
It's just like one step down from señor.
And it's truly when you're at a restaurant, for example, a very formal restaurant, even if you know that the person who will be serving you is older than you, you still address him as joven.
Okay. Joven.
Yes.
All right. What was the next word?
Dígame.
Dígame. We talked a little about this. Dígame means, what can I do for you? Literally, it means tell me.
Tell
right?
me, yeah.
That's the verb decir. Decir is a super irregular verb. Mm-hmm. Decir means to tell or to say. But when you walk into a shop or a restaurant and you're getting waited on, they'll tell you, how can I help you? They'll say, dígame.
It's more used in formal settings because it's in the third person singular.
Formal settings, dígame. Cool, what's next?
Traer.
Traer. That is kind of a special verb. You're going to use it all the time in Spanish. It means to bring. And one thing I want to mention is that in the first person, it's one of those first person forms that has a G in it. So I bring.
Yo traigo.
Yo traigo. Okay, did you hear the G? Now in the rest of the forms, it's regular. Traes, trae, traemos, traes. Anyway, moving on.
La cuenta.
La cuenta. This can be an account, like a bank account.
Una cuenta bancaria.
Mm-hmm. It can also be a calculation or a sum. And in fact, when you ask for the check in Spanish, you're asking for them to do that math.
Yes. Me trae la cuenta. How much was it total? You know, so you don't have to break out your fancy phone and do all the adding and subtracting.
He's making fun of me, folks. He's making fun of me. La cuenta means a check in a restaurant.
Yes.
And the last one?
It's a phrase. Como no.
Como no. Como no means, of course. It means a strong affirmation. It means yes.
Yes.
Literally, it means how not. It doesn't make any sense in English, how not. I can't say how not to anybody on the street.
How not? How not can I not do that?
How did we use it in this dialogue? He says, can you bring me the bill? And then he says, of course.
Como no?
Como no. And the implication is, how could I not bring you the bill? Of course I can bring you the bill.
So if anything, it's short for how can I not. Mm-hmm. You said how not. We're just cutting it down.
Okay. Como no. When people ask me if I speak Spanish, I always say, como no.
How can I not?
Of course, how can I not speak Spanish? Should we move to the grammar point?
Yes.
All right. Now, this is a lesson that I don't think they teach you necessarily in school, but you're going to hear it all the time, especially when you're doing transactions, maybe in the market or in a restaurant, like in this dialogue. You can ask someone to do something for you without using the mandato, complicated command form. You don't have to use these complicated words like quisiera or, you know, podría, por favor, or anything like this. You can just request something using the present tense. So let's review. When we say, will you bring me the bill?
Me trae la cuenta, por favor.
Me trae la cuenta, por favor. Now, this is traer in the third person singular in the present tense. You will bring me the bill. Me trae la cuenta, por favor. Por favor means please, and you know that they're being polite if somebody says por favor.
Yes.
So this is a polite way to ask a question. The trick is that English speakers should think of this as a question. And this might be tough because it doesn't always carry question intonation. It doesn't always carry a question mark. So a lot of times Latinos will write this, me trae la cuenta, por favor. Or they'll say it, it sounds like a declaration. Me trae la cuenta, por favor.
Mm-hmm.
You will bring me the check. It's not, it's a question. Will you bring me the check, please? And often, like Fernando, I think when you read it, it was a question as well. ¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor?
¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor? Yeah, even in reading it, I mean, you can understand the politeness in asking in that way.
If you're at the fruit market and you want 3 kilos of apples, how would you say that?
¿Me da 3 kilos de manzanas, por favor?
Will you give me 3 kilos of apples, please? Let's do one more before we go. How about at the table when you need someone to pass the salt?
¿Me pasas la sal, por favor?
¿Me pasas la sal, por favor? This is not a command. There's no crazy modal verbs. It's just the present tense and a question mark. Will you pass the salt? ¿Me pasas la sal, por favor?
Yes.
I have a more detailed grammatical explanation in the lesson notes of this lesson. You will find this lesson's lesson notes at the website, www.SpanishPod101.com.
And you will also find a comment box where you can leave suggestions, comments, and or questions to this lesson. We want to hear from you, want to know what you're thinking, how you feel about this lesson. JP, I think that's it.
Great. Shall we end the podcast?
I think we should.
Hasta luego.
Adios.
Joven.
Sí, dígame.
¿Me trae la cuenta, por favor?
¿Cómo no?